sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this Thursday, April 10th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the fully restored Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being back, tuning in on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Again, want to thank PIE&G, our engineers, Del Reynolds and Devin Lawrence, getting everything back up and operational late last night. Greatly appreciate you guys. Funding for county veterans programs. Well, based on a premature funding calculation, increased participation and increased utilization of grant dollars has led to $3.6 million disparity between what the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency projected it could fund and what it will actually be able to contribute to counties in the fiscal year 2026. The Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency projected that the fund could grant up to $8.8 million in awards for this upcoming fiscal year, which was $3.6 million more than the revised number that they later communicated to the counties. But after the counties already set their budgets around what they were told, what they could count on. Well, first, Rochelle Breeden, chief financial officer of the agency, says, I want to say that we can and we do want to do better. We want to do right by our partners, at the county level. However, we make our projections a year in advance to allow our counties to work their budgets around that amount. And as the year progressed, the department was required to recalculate the available fund balance. Well, during a March 20th hearing of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Chairman Ron Robinson, state representative from Utica, Michigan, Macomb County, said based on what he's seen, there's never been more than $4.8 million appropriated for the statewide Veterans Service provisional grants. You got a little bit of a hot mess on your hands right now. What I feel as a legislator, I feel like I don't believe there was anything nefarious being done. But I often feel like sometimes things like this can be done to take advantage of certain situations in order to get more funding, said State Representative Matt Maddock. Well, Breeden said that over the last few years, the number of counties applying for grants has increased from 35 counties to 70. And as of March 20th, at the hearing, 63 counties had submitted requests already for fiscal year 2026. Democrat State Representative Jason Morgan said his counties are facing cuts of 61, 63, and 76%. Just three of my counties in the Ann Arbor area alone are looking at not having $1 million available to them. So there's some funding issues happening with the veterans programs at the county level. So they're going to work on it for the upcoming budget. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. This is the type of issues that I think is going to force Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats in the Senate to cut the budget here in the state of Michigan. There is no way absolutely no way they're going to approve what the governor wants. Matt Hall, Speaker of the House, Republican Majority Leader in the State Representatives Chamber, already passed a $20 billion continuing resolution to keep the government open. They, of course, sent it to the Senate where it's sitting. Well, I don't think they're going to reach an agreement on a budget before midnight on September 30th. Sorry, I just don't think it's going to happen. So they are going to have to figure something else out. Because the bottom line, if they don't, the government gets shut down. And based on the mood of the country, based on the mood of Lansing, especially in the House, I don't think it's going to happen. And here's the other reason for it. If you stop and analyze the spending, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is on this cost of living allowance COLA attitude about 3% increases every single year. That's basically what she's done, if not more, since she's been governor. There's been no reductions. There's been no cuts. There's been no slowdown of government hiring. Right now, we have more state government employees than we've ever had in the history of our state. The state of Michigan, the government, is the number one employer in the state of Michigan. Sorry, folks, not good enough. Not good enough. And when you stop and think about it, the process that they're going to have to go through is in the House where it all begins. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen if Governor Gretchen Whitmer thinks that she's going to continue to spend this kind of money in Lansing. It's not going to happen, Governor. And honestly, I agree with every single one of the Republicans in the previous story talking about Michigan needing a Department of Government Efficiency. Well, I think Ann Boland's comment, the House Appropriation Chairwoman, I think it's going to end up being what they end up doing. Boge. Not Doge, not D-O-G-E, but B, as in Boland, budget overhaul of government expenditures. Not government efficiency, budget overhaul of government expenditures. As a matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to Ann and see if I can get her on the show. Because again, as chair of the House Appropriations Committee, folks, the budget starts in the House. Whatever they end up passing is going to go to the Senate for reconciliation and then sent to the governor's desk for signature. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer is not going to get what she wants. The Senate Democrats that control the majority by one seat in the Senate aren't going to get what they want. So as a result, as long as Matt Hall, Speaker, his Republican caucus, and people like Ann Bowen, the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, are making statements like, yeah, we need Boge in Michigan, budget overhaul of government expenditures, this is not going to work out well for the governor and the Senate Democrats. And again, that's why the Republicans took the proactive step of passing a $20 billion continuing resolution to keep the government open. basically covering essential services such as public schools, the prisons, and the roads, along with having to pass a permanent road funding plan, which they, the House, has already done. I covered the story yesterday. MDOT said flat out, we need $2.5 billion additional investment into repairing and maintaining the roads, or they're going to continue to decline. Well, the House Republicans have already passed a bill for $3.1 billion. The Senate has to take it up and incorporate it into the next budget. And it's not new taxes. That's the main point of the Republican plan. What it does is it shifts and dedicates revenue that's already coming into the state. The biggest portion of it, corporate income tax. Absolutely dedicating corporate income tax to the tune of $2.1 billion directly to fixing the roads. No new taxes, just shifting where the money goes. Well, of course, the governor is hell-bent on pushing her economic grants through these various funds. I think those days are over. I think if she's truly going to end up with a budget to keep the government fully operational for fiscal year 2026, she's going to have to give up on those funds. MEDC, the SOAR Fund, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen, Governor. Those days are over. And I think the way the process is going to work out, I think the Senate is going to be forced to adopt the $20 billion continuing resolution that the Republicans passed in the House while they continue to work on the budget, probably through the end of the year. Now, the one good thing that we've got, we the people have in our favor, there's no elections this year. Outside of possibly the special election required to fill the 35th state Senate seat that is currently vacant. Other than that, there's no primaries in August. There's no general election in November. The only thing we've got to deal with is a few of these local school districts. Here in Antrim County, we've got five school districts asking for more money. May the 6th. Do you have a May 6th school millage coming up in your township? Do you even know? Pick up the phone and call your local township clerk. At the worst, bare minimum, call your county clerk. The county clerk knows which school districts in those counties are going to have an election on May 6th. We need to get out and vote no on these school millages across the board. En masse. We need to rally the troops. If you have a school millage up on May 6th, go and vote no. We have got to stop these insanity special funding requests from these local school districts. Declining population, less students, absolutely horrible, horrific test scores, and they want more money. No. Sorry, the answer is no. We're not paying any more in taxes for our local school district. We have to kill it. Absolutely not. Well, there may be a couple more that are going to be coming up in August because they were too late in getting their paperwork into the county clerks for May. We actually have two that are going to be up in August because of it. Five in May, two more in August out of 15 townships in Antrim County. Almost half of our county wants more money for the schools. Absolute insanity. But getting back to this budget process, here's another indicator. House Republicans in every single committee asking for more and more investigations into budgets. House Oversight Committee making it a priority to look at some of these spending dollars in these previous budgets because they have subpoena power. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, gave oversight subpoena powers. Forget Freedom of Information Act requests. They can now actually deliver a subpoena to these department heads. Get them into their committee for oversight and dive into these budgets. I think they're all working together. Oversight, election integrity, House appropriations, all working together in unison under Matt Hall's leadership. It's going to be very interesting. And lastly, here's the other problem. Donald Trump and the federal funds that he's frozen, they're not coming to Michigan. Even though they claim, the Democrats claim that these were promised and guaranteed already to be appropriated by Biden's administration, Trump says, sorry, we're not sending you the money. Let's see. Yes. Yeah, I did see the photo op that Whitmer did with the president in the Oval Office. Basically dealing with the Asian carp issue. That is nonpartisan. That is absolutely what Donald Trump said, absolutely correct. We let the Asian carp get into Lake Michigan. They cross the Straits of Mackinac, get into Lake Huron. It goes right on down all the way out to the St. Lawrence Seaway. Potentially getting up into Lake Superior, Lake Erie, Lake Ontario. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. So, yeah, we'll be following this very closely because these shortfalls that they're talking about, county, revenue, Veterans Administration, road funding, they've got some major, major issues to deal with. And I think the Republicans are going to definitely do a budget overhaul. Absolutely. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems.